This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, Joel is here. Good to see Joel. Always great to see Joel. And, of course, Danny G on the phones at 877-99 on Fox Super Producing. Spot putting up videos at Covino and Rich if you want to play along at home. If you're keeping score at home.
Again, who does
like
that?
Rich said. I'm sorry?
Who keeps score at home anymore?
Old people. Old people and Michael K, because he says it all the time. For those of you keeping score at home, and we're live from Mercedes-Benz Studios, this hour brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tire expert and retailer of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan and try the tire decision guide. See the full line of Goodyear tires, special offers, free road hazard protection, and mobile tire installation. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Goodyear?
Lots to get to.
No, it was the worst.
Ah, that's a Leslie Nielsen quote.
Yes,
Naked Gun style.
You know, I got to ask you if I'm doing something that's a little too extra or if you think this is the right move. And then we're going to get to an anniversary of a classic movie. We'll get to that in a little bit. Talk some NFL. But we're talking about kids sports. You said you went to Dick's Sporting Goods the other day. When was the last time you went to a sporting goods store?
I went yesterday.
If you don't have little kids, it might be a minute because you find yourself the same way you find Goldfish and Ritz crackers and all the stuff in your house that you didn't have for 20 years.
Well, it's not even that, too. I mean, our lifestyle changed, meaning, yeah, I'll just get it on Amazon. Why do I got to go anywhere?
Yeah, honestly, I bought a new pair of turf shoes for softball, ordered them online.
Right.
Didn't go to the sporting goods
store. So, I mean, we just happened to be walking by because, again, family's in town, and my sister wanted to go in there. So I was like, yeah, let's go. That, like, childlike excitement. Remember when you were a kid and you'd beg your parents and they wouldn't take you? So I'm like, yeah, let's go in. Let's check it out.
Next weekend, my daughter has the parade.
Okay.
Where all the kids, you know, carry the little banner around of whoever sponsors them.
It's a proud moment.
And with the girls' little softball league,
yeah,
they all dress up. That's something new.
What do you mean they dress up?
Themed based on their team name.
Oh, really? Okay. They're not wearing their uniform?
No, they are, but like.
Oh, but enhanced?
We're the Sparkle Pixies.
Oh.
Pink Sparkle Pixie. So here's my question for you.
Did you name that team?
I did.
Thought so.
So, bunch of six-year-old little girls. They're excited. You know, you try to get kids involved. Whether it's little boys, little girls, if you're coaching, the whole goal is to try to get them enthusiastic about sports, right? So you lean into the fun.
It's a great confidence builder for sure.
And I went to this Little League meeting, and I think we've all been there where you're like, man, these parents are not only A, some of them are a pain in the ass, but some of them just go overboard. And they're like, yeah, we're going to do this, and we're going to ask for an extra money for each kid to do this and that and the snack shack and this. And you're like, what is going on? Can't they just play?
They're just way too involved. Too much time on their hands.
They got so much time. Like, I'm like, how do you have so much?
Too much time on their hands. Too much.
So much time on their hands. And a couple of the moms that are coaching and helping out with these young girls. I was like one of the only dad coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a couple moms say things like, yeah, well, we go a little extra in this league. Or we go, like, you can't go too extra.
I mean, keep in mind, it's also LA, but maybe that's how it is everywhere. I don't know.
Like, I'm picturing all these little girls coming in with, like, sparkle bats and, like, you know, they're going a bit overboard. So I had an idea. I go, hey.
You don't want to have a sparkle, like, pine tar incident, you know? You don't want to have a George Brett thing going.
Oh, home run
was
called
sparkle.
Oh.
You don't want to have that happen.
Little Briella?
Yeah.
Her home run didn't count. Too much sparkle up the handle of the bat.
Yeah, too much. You don't want to have a George Brett incident.
I'm just curious. Man. Does Rich in full uniform as the coach on the side?
Well, no, he's the manager.
I'm the manager, so yes.
As Tony La Russa of the team.
Shoes,
yeah, he wears full uniform.
Eye mark.
Eye pink, not eye black. I'm the.
He might be a player manager for all we know.
So
got his name on the back of his jersey?
I do, because this is an extra league. All the girls have their nicknames on the back of the jersey.
I love how Rich calls himself the manager and not a coach.
He just got, like, some new turf shoes.
Since the beginning of time, anyone that coached your Little League team was the coach. Coach Buttermaker, Coach Montini for me, Coach whatever. Rich is the manager.
How do you not see the difference?
Because I don't know
what
it is.
I
feel like you're embellishing.
You know what a coach does? A coach shows up and helps the kids. You know what a manager does? I have to carry the equipment.
He hits wrestlers with a steel chair.
Yes, I'm Mr. Fucci.
He has a megaphone?
Yeah. I'm Paul Heyman. Look at me. I'm just saying, I'm the manager. That each team. Do the Yankees have a coach or a manager?
It's six-year-old softball, dude. You're the only guy I've ever heard say, I'm the manager of a little kid team.
When was the last time you, my friends, participated in the coaching world of little kids?
I don't know. You don't think I have nephews and nieces that play sports?
I can promise you, the person running things, they're calling them
manager. I'm pretty sure they call him the coach. You're the only guy I've ever heard say this. For a six-year-old softball.
What do the players call you, Rich?
Coach Rich.
The manager.
But every team has a manager. Dude, Joel, do you think I want to be the manager? You think I want to field emails from every parent? You think I want to be the one ordering little sparkle shirts for all the kids? You think I want to do that? No!
Manager.
Anyway, but here's where I do want to go extra, and I want to know if you guys think this is a bit much.
Okay,
for all the
so this is the question.
Okay, yeah, coach.
For all the parents, for all the parents that coach their kids, knowing that all these other California eye-rolly moms are going to go above and beyond with all the stuff for the kids, I was like, well, you know what? For my team, I said, hey, is there any rules against walk-up music? And they're like, no, but I don't think anyone's done it for the little girls. So I go, well, hold on now. I think I got the Fox Sports radio voice to do player intros for the girls. And I asked all the girls, hey, tell Coach Rich your favorite Disney song. So I'm going to have these girls come up to bat with the Fox Sports voice introducing them while their favorite Disney song plays. Is that extra or is that awesome?
It's extra and awesome. I will say this. As a guy who built his career in radio, it's an honor to get the voice guy and the production guy to create an ID for you. I'll never forget working at K-Rock New York, and I was just a van driver who was doing weekend shifts at a big station. And the first time a production guy made me El Cavino on 92.3 K-Rock, it put a tingle in my radio dingle. So for these little nose-picking kids to get that honor just to walk up to their little kid's softball game, that's a big deal to me.
The little kids won't know how cool it is, but the parents,
but
I think, the parents will take note.
3-1 out of Juliet Elementary School.
Yeah,
exactly.
Now batting. Number
she
six.
Picks her nose. Her name is Cindy. Let's give it up for Cindy Lou Who on the Pink Sparkles.
Obviously, you don't know little girls' names now. They're all like old lady names again.
Oh,
Charlotte.
Let's say hello to Edith.
So
Daisy.
Daisy's batting second.
Ethel.
Rhonda.
And all of a sudden I hit
Phyllis.
And all of a sudden,
batting cleanup.
And you know what? There's an app. Hold on, I'll tell you the name of the
Jerry.
App.
Is there a Gertrude on your team?
Eartha.
Yeah.
Hold on. I gotta tell you the name of this app, because this is, it's called, I think it's the Batter Up. There's an app for everything,
yeah.
But the actual app that people use, there's one that apparently is the universally loved one, where I think it's Batter Up, where you could load the voice and 10 seconds of a song,
right?
And it's just like a touchpad.
I bought a song. Kids having walk-up music
next Batter
is
Up
sort of commonplace. I see that at Little League games today. But the actual radio professional production and voice is next level. to answer your question, I think it's extra and awesome. But are you showing up other parents? Is this going to ruffle some feathers and ruffle some ridges is the question.
Yeah, that's the thing. Are the other coaches on the other teams going to be like, all right, guy, what's with your Frozen and Moana walk-ups and the girls? Like, am I... Is this a little nice little jab
and
to the other
way,
coaches?
You throw a little coin, a little extra to the production people? You think they got just time to be voicing off these
He's
names?
He's the production guy.
I mean, I know it's like for a good cause and for little kids and it's a nice thing to do, but is this like a pro bono sort of situation?
Yes.
Yeah. You're going to throw them like a
Why
gift
you spending
card?
My money?
I don't know. I give him like a like a gift card at Dick's Sporting
Goods. All in your pockets,
Why are you spending money? You know what? If he doesn't want to do it, I'll have Danny do it.
Hey.
Hey. Nobody.
Nobody.
This would be a good side hustle for our boy Vito, who does the production for our network.
Nobody.
Which,
yeah.
If they're jealous, just give him one of Vito's business cards.
Let me tell you. So, hey, just an idea.
The production guy needs extra work.
Why are you even putting that out there?
Because it's true, but I get it. It's a nice thing. It's for a good cause. Little kids are awesome. But to answer your question, very extra, but very I think you're using your resources.
Something's wrong with the MP3 machine.
Let me tell you, I bought a portable speaker yesterday on Amazon. I'm all set. I'm like, I'm going to bring a big speaker to the game. These kids, my team is going to, you know what? All the other extra parents are going to be jealous of the
What's
pink
our record,
sparkles.
Though?
It's all weird. Then sorry, 0-0. This is a new season.
Season for the Pink Sparkle Bandits.
Rich, you win.
Rich is out there with an instant replay 360 on his lap playing sound effects during the game.
Just a bit outside. So, hey, if you're living that mom or dad coaching life, shout outs to you. Now, today, I said this earlier, I think it's time to pay tribute to a movie, a classic that's 25 years old today. This movie came out February 19th, 1999, and that movie, my friends, Office Space.
I'd say cult classic, but still, I think quotable, definitely hit the mainstream. We've all seen it at this point, I would imagine.
I mean, at this point, it's 25 years old.
And there was a side debate, too. Is this the Geto Boys' biggest song? I'm saying no, Mind Playing Tricks on Me, because of the video. And I had that on Maxi Single.
I'm
too,
saying for
the
for the casual music fan, they know this song from the movie. It's a big soundtrack song for this movie.
No doubt, no diggity.
Now, when you think of Office Space, everyone immediately thinks of Lumberg, right? As like the worst boss. That's the boss no one wants.
Oh, I mean, everyone pictures, you know, Lundberg getting it down. You don't want your wife to end up with Lundberg.
I looked it up. It's Lumberg.
Lumberg.
Because I was like, is it Lumberg or Lumberg?
Lumberg.
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 Lumberg. So, who was also Mike Brady. Didn't he also play Mike Brady in the Brady Bunch? Mike.
Lumberg played Mike Brady?
Yeah. In the Brady Bunch movie.
We have sort of a problem here.
Yeah.
Talk about an IMDb.
I mean,
Lumberg and Mike Brady?
Let me look up that dude's name.
Well, look up his name. Give him some props. But it got
me
thinking.
To me, he looks like Tom Bergeron.
It got me thinking. He does look like a Tom
Bergeron.
He
has a Bergeron vibe to him.
So I ask you this. If you want to share a story about a bad boss, or better yet, this is Fox Sports Radio.
About a bad manager like you.
What coach or manager do you feel like did the most damage to the team you're a fan of? Like, is there a team that you root for where one manager sticks out? Like, that guy set us back years. He was the worst. Football, baseball, basketball. What coach or manager do you feel like, wow, they did not only did they do nothing for my team, the fact that they hired this guy set the team in the wrong direction.
You know, sometimes I think it's the team that sucked and not necessarily the manager, but because he managed the team, you associate him with sucking. Like, I don't know, as a kid growing up, if Stump Merrill was the worst manager ever.
He had the best name.
But his name sucked and the team sucked behind him. So I'm like, well, he must have sucked. So it could be a misconception, like Dave Concepcion. It could be a misconception. By the way, Bill Lumberg was played by Gary Cole, who was Mike Brady in the Brady Bunch movie.
Wow.
It was Ron Livingston as Peter Gibbons. And, of course, Mike Judge was behind the movie. Stephen Root played Milton.
My stapler.
25 years? Stephen Root was also in Dodgeball. And I'll give you a fun fact. You want a fun fact, Rich?
Please.
I believe Billy West was one of the co-writers of this movie. He was involved, right? And he wrote the Milton character based on a dude that I worked with in radio. I worked with the guy that Milton was based on, and he was a weirdo, just like that.
I was told I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume.
My stapler.
Again, 25 years ago today.
Honestly, that guy is synonymous with staplers for some reason. Honestly, anytime someone asks for a stapler, there's a reference to Milton from Office Space. 25 years old today. Again, if you're just joining us, February 19th, 1999.
Burn the place down.
25 years ago.
I forgot Jennifer Aniston was in that movie.
Of course she was. She was who Lundberg.
I know, but like at the time, I didn't realize it.
Tchotchkes was the name of the
place? I'm looking back now. I haven't seen it in a minute. But yeah, Bill Lundberg is the one of the main characters. He's the boss, and nobody likes him. No one's working. They do an approximate 15 minutes of work per day?
Yeah.
Or something like that. So
Michael Bolton.
Yes, Michael Bolton, that no talent ass clown. Lots of quotes. Based on that, who comes to mind for you?
There's a few people that come to mind for me. Now, you're always going to go to your team. You're always going to reference the team you root for. Like, I remember that guy. He stunk. In fact, our team was headed in the right direction until that guy. And listen, my 49ers, fresh off a Super Bowl loss. I got no problems with Kyle Shanahan, but if you want to rewind, I don't know. 7 years, I think, 8 years. Do you remember the Chip Kelly in San Francisco experiment?
Yeah.
1 year with the Niners, 2-14. It was like, yeah, later. Bye. Out. You could say, what about Urban Meyer in Jacksonville? Didn't even last a year.
Who comes to mind for you? 877-99 on Fox. What about Coach Klein in Waterboy when he lost his confidence?
It's a tough one.
When his playbook was stolen, a la Henry Winkler, Fonz.
That's a good one.
As the coach in Waterboy. Just wasn't the same without his playbook. No, look, like I said, there's a lot of times, too, when you want to think about leaders, coaches, managers, just guys you worked with, too. There's also that fine line of, were they the worst because they pushed you hard and pushed you to be better as a result?
Well,
because I've worked for people that I hated at the time. Kind of like the movie Devil Wears Prada or Whiplash. Like, J.K. Simmons was the worst teacher, but did he push you for greatness? And that's why you hated him, because it was tough at the time. I look back and I worked for tyrants, Rich, but you know they taught me work ethic that I used to my advantage in the future.
You just made two movie references: Devil Wears Prada and Whiplash.
Yeah,
the real life version of the grumpy guy that gets a lot out of you. The new documentary, people are talking a lot about the Patriots, the dynasty, and you're already seeing Danny G, the footage coming out of that, where they're making it seem like Bill Belichick was like, not only was he not fun to play for, but like, he was like miserable.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and maybe that's why he's not finding a landing spot right now. I mean, he's got the resume and the credentials, but what young dude wants to play for that type of guy right now? I don't know.
The comments from Gronk make it seem like they felt like they were in prison.
Well, you saw the personalities of Tom Brady and Gronk. Like, when they played for the Bucs for that year, for those year or so, They were like different people.
But again, what did he bring out in these guys? Greatness.
He was very J.K. Simmons-like.
You know, and that's part of it.
And this might be a little off the topic, but I thought that about Bill Belichick until I seen his honey. You can't pull a fine honey like he got and be the dude everybody's saying he is.
Nah, you can separate that. That's work and personal. Maybe also feel these like...
Maybe the honey liked the money.
Yeah.
They, you know, you never know.
So, it's the shoes.
Or maybe
it's
he holds shoe. It down. Maybe it's his Trump sneakers.
What coach or manager set your team back in a way that you hated so much? So, since it is the anniversary of Office Space, who is your Lundberg? Who was the guy that you're like, I hate this coach, I hate this manager? I brought up the one-year experiment of Chip Kelly for the 49ers. I mean, there are times where your team gets rid of a guy you like and they bring in someone else and you're like, that's who they're going with? All right.
Usually, you know, an interim guy sometimes, you know, is that guy. And I believe Jock Vaughn, coach of the Nets, was just fired.
Yeah,
speaking
he was.
Up to tie it in. Was just let go today. So the Lundberg that comes, the Lumberg that comes to mind for you in honor of this cult classic.
I don't think anyone's devastated about Jock. I think it was time to move on.
Yeah.
All right, your phone calls, your feedback next. Covino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
It's Covino and Rich, live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios, the utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz with hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin. It's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all-electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE. We got Danny G. We got Joel Spotty. It's Covino and Rich, day one of the Dan Patrick Hattrick. And happy President's Day. Do you have a fun fact, Rich?
I mean, I have a ton of them. Do you want another?
You said one every hour. I'm on the edge of my seat waiting. By the way, we're also getting to your phone calls at 877-99 on Fox and your feedback at Covino and Rich on social media, talking about the worst coaches, worst bosses in tribute to Lumberg from Office Space, which came out 25 years ago today.
Feel old yet? 1999 on this date, Office Space. Great movie. You said cult classic?
It's a cult classic, and it's now old enough to have a mustache. It could have been married and divorced by now, for all we know. 25 years old.
How you feeling today, by the way?
Not bad. Why?
Would you say okay?
I'd say I'm okay.
Martin Van Buren.
Oh.
You know who went to Martin Van Buren High School?
Your dad.
Burger and fries!
Oh!
Rob Parker, right here from Fox Sports Radio. The Odd Couple, Rob Parker.
I love Rob Parker.
Went to Martin Van Buren High School in Queens, and it was Martin Van Buren who came up with and popularized the phrase, okay.
Rob Parker.
Okay. Is a Martin Van Buren thing.
Who came up with okie dokie?
Okay is an idiom that took the world by storm when it came out of the mouth of President Martin Van Buren. Van Buren carried the nickname Old Kinderhook. Okay. And he would say, oh, okay.
Well, George Bush came up with fool me once.
Shame on you.
Shame on you. Fool me twice. Won't be fooled again.
Yeah, he did come up with that.
That was a good one, too. Hey, speaking of presidential fun facts.
Oh, Bill Clinton was the only one that had a cigar. Forget, I can't do that.
No. You can't say that on Fox. But there's a unwritten rule or law or theory, I should say, that either subconsciously or consciously, not a day goes by that President Abe Lincoln doesn't cross your mind. Meaning maybe you see a stop sign, a school, a statue, a building, a $5 bill, a penny on the ground. Something happens once a day. You listen to Linkin Park, you think of Abe Lincoln, you see some dude with a top hat, you see Danny G's beard. You see something that reminds
Abe Lincoln,
you of Abe Lincoln.
You see someone hunting vampires.
Yeah. No, but it's true. And think about it. Next time it crosses your mind, be like, I've heard that before.
Well, in honor, we said 25 years ago, the movie Office Space came out on this day. Lumberg might have been the worst boss. So we said, hey, worst boss, worst coach.
He was sort of apathetic. Yeah.
What coach set your team back? Were you like, oh, I hated that coach? I forgot this one. I got to be honest. Someone hit me up with this. Cowboys fans probably don't forget Dave Campo 3 years in the early 2000s where they went 5-11, 5-11, and 5-11. The fact that Jerry Jones stuck with him for 3 years because he was a defensive coordinator on some of those big championship teams.
And I would say that's a fair assessment too, Rich, because, I mean, some of the names that we threw out there, you think of the worst years of whatever team you root for and you're going to associate that coach with it. But sometimes in their defense, they had a weak team to deal with and really didn't get much opportunity.
Or sometimes
3 years, that's a good chance to prove yourself.
Or sometimes the personnel's there and the coach just stinks. And no offense to Romeo Crennel, but he went 2-14 with the Chiefs with six Pro Bowlers and a pretty sweet roster. Andy Reid took over the next year. 11-5, and the rest is history. That's when the Chiefs started really coming into their own. So sometimes the coach just stinks. Josh McDaniels seems like he's done that for a couple teams now.
Oh, man. There's been a couple of
Raiders
coaches. Besides Josh McDaniels being pretty obvious, think back to 2012 through 2014, Dennis Allen.
Oh, I was going to say Art Shell 2.0.
I mean, at least Art Shell had a winning past.
You guys love him.
All right, he's a Hall of Famer. Dennis Allen, 8-28 in a very punchable face.
Oh, boy.
Now, I'll throw one out there, too, to not steal anyone's thunder. I see a lot of people are on hold, so I'm not going to steal yours. I'll give you a random one. Dave Shula. Like father, like son? Not exactly. Don Shula has the most wins in NFL history, finishing his career with a record of 328, 156, and 6. His son, Dave, spent all
four and a half seasons
with the Bengals, compiling a record of 19-52.
So he
goes down, especially being that his dad was one of the greats.
Yeah.
You know, it was hard to be Dave. It's like being Fred Claus.
It's like being
when your brother's Santa.
It's like being Ozzy Canseco.
It's like being Frank Stallone.
Let's say what's up to Eric in Connecticut. What's up, man? What coach comes to mind? What coach or manager set your team back? What do you got?
You already stole my thunder. I was going to say Josh McDaniels with the Broncos because, man, my team's still struggling 15 years later.
Yeah, it's like I think it's over for him. Not as a coordinator. I think he'll be around the league, but I think the days of someone saying he's the guy that's going to lead our team, sometimes there's good coordinators that, like Steve Spagnuolo as a head coach, had some rough moments. But you could argue he's a Hall of Fame coordinator. So sometimes you just got to know where you fit.
Yeah, guys like Norv Turner was a great, great coordinator,
great example,
but a really bad head coach.
You could say that about a lot of coordinators, where it's like, yo, you're best at just doing this. And you know what? It's another topic, maybe for another day. But now that the 49ers are looking for a new defensive coordinator, two names that are floating around are Pete Carroll and Bill Belichick, which sounds ridiculous. But Covino's like, why would you ever be a Hall of Fame level coach and then be a coordinator? But maybe at a certain time of your career, you're like, you know what? I want the challenge. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, maybe.
Seems like a big step back, but
it seems like a step back, but maybe that's where they are in their career. And
who knows?
If they're willing to put their ego aside and be honest about it, then yeah, that could work.
Mike in Montana, you're on with Covino and Rich. In for the great Dan Patrick. What's up, Mike?
What's up, Mike?
Yeah, worst coach. We're going back to high school, 95, Burlingame High School, varsity baseball coach, Terry Whitfield. Garbage.
Is this your personal experience?
Yes, sir.
I'm sure Terry is proud of the shout out you've given him.
What made it so bad, or do I not want to ask?
He benched Mike. Mike got pulled in the second inning.
Yeah, sorry, Mike. Sorry to hear about that.
John in Florida. What's up, John? You're on with Covino and Rich.
Yeah, I'm going to say Nick Saban, the 1 year he did with the Miami Dolphins when he asked for total control, picked Culpepper over Breeze, and then quit a year into it, and we didn't even have a GM or a president of operations to hire his replacement, and we were all downhill after that.
You know, because of his collegiate success, a lot of times that sort of swept aside, but he really did set your team back. Like, that was, again, a very Urban Meyer, Jacksonville Jag style, where it's like, this is not working. Like, when a team pulls the plug before season one is done, I mean, look at Frank Reich in Carolina. You had Bryce Young, you had a fresh young team, and what, did they win one game before they let him go?
Hey, Rich, how do you think the weenials of today would view the coaches we had growing up with cigars and blowing cigarette smoke in your face and wearing, like, beer T-shirts and, you know, the coaches we had? I mean, I thought they were great coaches, but how would they view that type of coach in today's world?
I'd like to think we're not that old, but if you played sports in the 90s, like, my Little League coaches were smoking pipes and cigarettes and cursing and everything, like,
100%.
And now when I had just a kid's stance now, I have to, hey, parents, could I touch their arms?
It was a very different time. It was a bunch of old guys who didn't even have kids in the league anymore.
They just wanted to get away from their wives.
They just wanted to get out of the house. So I wonder how you view that in today's world. I just looked this up, Rich, because it's funny. I always assume Buddy Bell. He was a coach for a long time. You know, the Bells have a long history in baseball, but Buddy failed pretty bad for three different organizations. I was not aware of that. The Tigers, 184-277. The Colorado Rockies, 161-185. The Royals from 2005 to 2007, 174 wins, 262 losses. Again, not a lot of talent on those teams, but he had a winning percentage of under 500, like barely 400. So Buddy Bell failed three times with three different teams.
Now,
a hat trick of losing.
You brought up the Tigers.
Yeah.
I think I'm correct in saying they tried to go to the well with Alan Trammell. And I get why teams do it, right? They take a former
familiarity.
They take the former all-star face of the team years later. Like, every time the Mets have an open position, what do you always hear based out of our New York friends? Oh, they should go with Wally Backman, or bring in Beltran, or David Wright. Or you always want to go to the well of who is the star player. He could coach now. Rest in peace before Gary Carter passed away. I remember back in the day, they're like, they should have Gary Carter. That's a sentiment.
It's a good press release.
I had a Lyft driver call up. He couldn't stay on hold, but he said to mention Magic Johnson, his very short tenure coaching the Lakers.
Yeah.
He was 5-11. Remember, he resigned because the Lakers finished the season on a 10-game losing streak. So he's known, obviously, for failing at that in his late-night TV talk show.
Yeah, not everybody could do that. And by the way, his late-night TV talk show, a lot of that credit, unfortunately, goes to Howard Stern when he made a total mockery of it and they sang Wipeout. and they were ripping ass.
Now, later, Magic said the reason he hated coaching was because he couldn't get the players to practice and have excellence of the game the way he did. So he was just really frustrated.
How about this stint, Rich, on your team, Mike Singletary?
I didn't mind Singletary, the Singletary years. He
18-22.
Can't play with him.
But again,
can't play. Yeah, I
can't
mean,
win with them.
I didn't hate him. I didn't hate him. Because the Niners have had like Mike Tomsula,
they were five,
Chip Kelly,
five
like,
and ten before he was fired, I don't know. And it was sort of a bizarre little stint. He
that
had
is true.
With that team,
but there have been worse. And what did you just bring up before that? I'm brain dead. I just
Magic
heard.
Johnson.
Oh, Magic Johnson. I know it's based on reality, but that docuseries we loved about
winning
the Lakers winning time on HBO that got canceled, unfortunately. Paul Westhead, I mean, he won with the Lakers, but after that, he really didn't have much success. So you wonder, like,
well, the leadership qualities seem to be in question.
Could anyone have, Danny G, could anyone have led that Lakers squad to glory? Because they were just stacked back then, late 70s.
I wouldn't say anyone because there were so many big personalities on the team. You had to be a leader of men. You had to be able to get all of those egos in check and be able to work together.
You know, it's always an interesting one. And again, there a lot of them are legends, but have you noticed that in sports, very rarely, we brought this up recently, very rarely when a legendary coach or manager goes to another team, Bruce Bochy defied the odds by winning with the Rangers. That's how the conversation came up. Remember during baseball season? We're saying very rarely do coaches or managers go to another team later in their career and duplicate the success. Like, Jimmy Johnson with the Dolphins, anywhere Parcells went, anywhere, remember Joe Gibbs 2.0, Archell 2.0, like anytime you go to the well a second time, it doesn't usually translate. Like, if Belichick were to get a head coaching job next year, I think you'd be crazy to think it means automatic success.
No, it doesn't.
Joe Torre with the Dodgers. Joe Torre with the Dodgers came off of looking like he couldn't not win 100 games as a manager. And then, you know, that was short-lived in Los Angeles.
So it could be bosses, because we're doing this in tribute to Bill Lundberg.
Your favorite boss.
My favorite worst boss ever from Office Space.
TPS reports.
Could have been a boss. Well, Tony La Russa in his last stint with the White Sox, for sure.
Yeah.
That didn't vibe.
Yeah, but he is a guy that won in multiple places.
Right. But he overstayed his welcome, maybe. He was 176 years old coaching young guys. So, you know, maybe it was in your life. Maybe it's a coach. We'll take your phone calls to wrap it up.
Dave in Boise. What's up, Dave?
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Vic Fangio with the Dolphins. Absolute
yes.
Vibe killer. Players would not play for him.
You get that vibe sometimes. You're like, yeah, they got to pull the plug. And sometimes the team doesn't pull the plug right away. And you're like, now we're just killing time. Robert in Dallas.
I remember what he said, too, about vibe killer. You know, there's vibe creators and vibe enhancers. And you see that with Danny G's Raiders right now, with Antonio Pierce. That dude's a vibe creator, vibe setter.
Doesn't mean they'll win, but he's a vibe
creator. But you need that as a leader, too. You need to change that culture. It starts from the top. If that guy's weak, it's not a good outlook for your team.
What's up, Robert?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Billy Martin, Oakland A's, blew out the five best arms in the 80s. Worst ever.
You know, it's a weird thing to look back on. I was a little kid in the 80s, more of a 90s kid, but, you know, as a kid growing up on the East Coast, I grew up in New York. The whole Billy Martin, Lou Piniella thing, looking back, it felt so weird to me just as a kid. Like, wait, does Steinbrenner just keep switching them when he's in a bad mood? And looking back, it seems like that was the case. I don't think you've ever seen anything like that in any other sport, right? Where it felt like every year or so it was like...
And then he just dissed Yogi Berra, and that's why he didn't come back for all those years. Yeah, it was a weird ego thing going
Billy
back
Martin,
and forth.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we'll take the rest of your feedback. At Covino and Rich, in for the great Dan Patrick. We have more next. We'll talk a little NFL to wrap the show. Hang tight. CNR on FSR.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you
know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Covino and Rich live from Mercedes-Benz Studios. Again, we're here on Tuesday and Wednesday. And on Thursday, in for Colin Cowherd. So definitely join us. We appreciate it. And check out our social media, Covino and Rich, for more action.
Let's be friends. Let's do it. Joel played a little Missy and Sierra. Did you play that because Sierra's packing up the house? You see Russell Wilson put the mansion on the market in Denver. You don't do that. You don't buy one of the most expensive properties in Colorado history and put it on the market if you don't think the writing's on the wall.
He's going to play for the Jets, I hear.
1-2 step.
Where's he going? I hear
and by
people,
the way, I'm just kidding. There's rumors and speculation on which teams he'd fit in best with. And, of course,
the Steelers
came up.
And the
Steelers, Jets. So something's going down. Or maybe he realized he had far too many bathrooms in that Denver mansion. What did he have, like 12?
But he only had 4 bedrooms, which could be a tactic. Like, I just don't want visitors.
Who knows? We'll keep you. But we're going to actually wrap up with the NFL.
Well, you know what? Let's take 2 quick phone calls, and then I have thoughts on Russell Wilson. We'll get to our more NFL stuff tomorrow. We're here a couple days for Dan. Greg in Louisiana, you're on with CNR. What's up, bud?
Thanks, guys. First of all, on and off the field, Steve Keim, Arizona, worst general manager, crapped the bed with all his number one draft picks for over 10 years, not to mention a terrible contract to Cliff Kingsbury and freaking Kyler Turdberry. And then just an off note, I went to high school, was friends with Greg Pitts from The Office, who made The Face. So shout out to class of 88 Venice High School.
There you go. And by the way, I left him. What did he call him? Kyler what do you call him? Cliff Turdberry?
Is that what he said?
Yeah, it's some name for him. Anyway, good, bad coach. Let's go to Tommy, wrap it up. We're in honor of the 25th anniversary of Office Space. Who is your Lumberg? What coach, what boss, so to speak, was the worst for your team? What's up, Tommy?
Hey, guys. So let's go back to the 80s, right? For you 80s throwback. The Seahawks starting quarterback suddenly gets a job as the Washington head coach. Came out of nowhere. Nobody wanted Jim Zorn as a Washington head coach, and nobody wanted Howie Long to act in movies. But those were two bad professional moves that we just had to put up with. Thank God Jim Zorn is gone.
Thank you, Tommy.
Howie Long, the movie star.
And can I wrap it up with, you know who's the weakest manager? A la Bill Lumberg style? Rich Davis of the Pink Sparkle Pixies.
We're
in full uniform.
He's not even, not even a manager. He's a coach. Curse you.
The manager.
I'm the manager.
The manager.
And he's got a headset on because he's the DJ. Yeah.
We're gonna be the best 6-and-under girls softball team in the valley. We'll see.
All right. So
he can't turn off all the lights outside and put a spotlight, scrobe them.
You know what the girls have a tendency to do, every little kid? When you try to feel the ground ball.
Yeah.
There's a couple girls that try to like push their glove down on it, and you have to teach them like, no.
Well, you know whose job is to teach them?
Me.
You.
Coach of the Pink Sparkle Pixies.
You better get on it, Coach Dickey.
Is that a coach's job or a manager's job?
I don't know.
It's a tough question.
This guy thinks he's Tony La Russa.
Now, you brought up Russell Wilson. Joel played a little Sierra 1-2-step, great classic from the 2000s. Sierra's packing the house. They put it on the market, which means writing is on the wall. Now, you got to ask yourself this. There's quarterbacks out there that you're going to absorb a little money, and there's not much you need to give in return. And then there's some players where you're going to have to give something in return. So if you're Pittsburgh and Mike Tomlin, do you say, I want Justin Fields? But Chicago's going to want something for Justin Fields.
I'd want Justin Fields over Russell Wilson.
But you know what Russell Wilson comes with? A cheap price tag for what his contract was.
Right.
And you don't. They're not wanting anything in return. The Broncos are pretty much saying, like, take them on a deal. We don't really need anything in return. So if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers or, you know, one of these teams like the Vikings, if you're the Vikings, do you stick with Cousins or do you say, oh, we want Justin Fields? Do you take a chance on a veteran or do you give a young guy a big contract? Like, what about the Dolphins? If you're the Dolphins, do you say, let's give two of the big deal? Or do you say, you know what? Let's not do that.
Look for a and Joey maybe, Flacco to step in.
Bring in like a Cousins or something like that. Yeah. Not a Flacco, like a Cousins.
No,
or
I'm
something.
Just saying he did well in that role towards the end.
Yeah, he's done that. That's all. I think that.
I didn't mean this year. I'm just giving you the example from last year.
That's Tampa, Joel.
No.
Wrong Florida team.
Yeah, I know. I think they found their quarterback. Oh. And then tomorrow, Rich, based on all this, we're going to try to figure out which team is looking best for next year.
There's so much speculation.
Which team should be the most excited?
We're 8 days removed from the Super Bowl. There's already articles, headlines, pieces done on what teams should the Chiefs be worried about. We just saw this morning. Was it on Speak or ESPN? Was it on Fox or ESPN? Where it's who are the 49ers' biggest worry in the NFC next season? It's like, biggest worry.
It was Green Bay, the Rams, or the Lions.
No one's even given the Cowboys or Eagles credit.
No.
So we'll talk about what team should be concerned, who should be excited. We'll get to all that tomorrow. Plus, of course, more just random fun here with Covino and Rich. And anything you miss, you could always catch on the podcast.
On the podcast, search Covino and Rich. Leave a review. You qualify for a Swiggy. And again, if you want to watch what we do, we have a bonus pod overpromised on Fox Sports Radio's YouTube page.
Nice. We'll see you guys tomorrow in for Dan. Until then, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, guys.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.